is time for the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 30th. Once a month, travel writer Gary Knowles stops by with a list of cultural and recreational events happening all over Wisconsin, and we have that list posted on our website and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we ask you to contribute with your recommendations. What are you going to do this Labor Day weekend? For many of us, the last weekend of summer. And what are you looking forward to doing in September? You are spreading the word to everyone, of course, but I also pick from the list, and I'll visit a region of the state or pick an event or activity that I haven't done before, and I'll take a Tell Joy Where to Go trip each month. And I'll report back here and shine a spotlight on something special about Wisconsin, maybe in your town. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Gary Knowles is with us. He is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he's a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. And he is our monthly contributor to the Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Hello, Gary.
Hey, hello, Joy. Boy, it is a big month coming up here.
Oh, it sure is. You know, summer's almost gone, but there are a lot of things to do to celebrate the end of summer, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, it's like if you take all the good things of summer and kind of distill it down and have one more big month with a little bit of everything, that's September. We've got, you know, everything from Harley Davidson to bacon. So
bacon?
Bacon.
Yeah. Everything's better with bacon, they
everything
say.
Everything is, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
right.
I did want to talk a little bit, though, also about September being designated as Drive the Great River Road Month. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because that is my goal for September, is to take a drive on the Great River Road. And you just did that.
Our convertible cruise just was over in the La Crosse, Onalaska area. And we drove north on the road, and we drove south on the road, and it is just fantastic. It runs essentially the length of Wisconsin from Hudson all the way down through Prairie du Chien, down through Cassville, right down to the Illinois border. But, I mean, the real Great River Road actually goes all the way from, actually in Canada, they say the headwaters start there, and it goes all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. But the Wisconsin part, I think, and I'm not biased, of course, but the Wisconsin part is some of the most beautiful stretch of the road. There are great overlooks if you're looking for places to go. You don't want to miss going to Granddad Bluff, which is everybody kind of knows that. In La Crosse, you can see three states from there, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota. And then if you go up north a little bit, up to Alma, Wisconsin, probably one of the greatest views of the whole river is right up there at Buena Vista Park, which is a little town park up behind the community of Alma, which is right on the river, of course, and you can see for miles in every direction. And if you go across the river into those other states, if you go to the M state over into Minnesota, Winona has a great view from Garvin Heights, and it's a beautiful view of Winona. But the neat thing is you can see Trempealeau Mountain and a lot of Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank
so
you.
So it's just great places to go over there.
I'm taking notes because that's been on the to-do list, and that is one of the Tell Joy Where to Go trips for September is driving that Great River Road. And we will do a separate program on the different communities that are along that Great River Road and the scenery that you can see, because leaf peeping is going to be, I'm assuming, by the end of September anyway. You'll have plenty of that to do, too.
Yeah, September is a fantastic time on the Great River Road because the colors all start popping. And don't forget to stop and watch a barge go through one of the canals over there, through one of the locks and dams that they have. It's really fun. You can just go up and down the river, and there's neat stuff to see everywhere.
Well, so that's on the list, but I'm looking for other ideas, other places to go. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, you know, last month, Gary, I had a lot of fun. I traveled 1,500 miles, I think, on our vacation. This was our personal vacation, but I got some work-related trips in, and one of them was going to Big Top Chautauqua.
I did
make it to Big Top Chautauqua, and we saw Gordon Lightfoot, and it was wonderful. It was just a beautiful venue up there, and such nice people. But I did see that they got damaged in a windstorm yesterday.
There
was a storm yesterday that ripped up some of the Big Top tents.
Oh, no.
And they are looking for volunteers, if you are anywhere in that area of Big Top Chautauqua, to help clean up the mess left by the storm yesterday.
Boy, you know, it is a special venue, and I hope people go up and help, because it's just great up there. And they do rely on volunteers for so much of their work.
Yeah, so that was a wonderful trip, and also did my Door County trip. So from one end of the state to the other, and just had a beautiful time. I always go biking in Peninsula State Park, and we all always have to have ice cream from Wilson's.
Oh, yeah.
And just had a great time on our August vacation. But what are you going to be doing this weekend or this month, Gary? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm hoping to actually get out and just do a little plain tourist touring around the Madison area. I haven't, for a while, I haven't been out just driving. And so one of the things that I was hoping to do is actually go up to the Wollersheim Winery. I haven't been up there for a little while now. And I want to go up. They have the original cave that they've opened up this year, which was the place that Count Zarthy lived in when he was up there. So I'll go up and probably take a look at that. And then I'm also just hoping to do a walk up and down State Street, which I haven't done all summer because I've been too busy. And, you know, that it's not an official tourist attraction, but anybody who comes to Madison can tell you that it's one of the fun things to do here.
Sometimes we have wonderful things right in our own backyards.
So, that's right.
It's nice to explore. Sometimes it's one of those things where you take those things for granted.
Yeah, and you really shouldn't, because, you know, later on you kind of say, well, boy, it would have been fun had I done that, and now it's snowing. Yeah. I probably shouldn't mention the S word. But.
Well, I want to thank a Facebook user, Kathy, who commented, "My son and his wife, who live with their four children in Prescott, have been helping to promote events and activities along the Great River Road. Some of his siblings and their families live in the La Crosse area. I'm looking forward to taking that journey someday, too." So, yes, we will see you on the road, maybe, Kathy, for the Great River Road. That I'm not sure exactly who designated it to the Drive the Great River Road month, but it's being promoted, and there will be special, I think, anniversary parties and that sort of thing.
Well, it's the 75th anniversary, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, what about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you'd like to share an event happening in your neck of the woods anytime this weekend or through the month of September. Let's go to the phones as we have some callers. George in Milwaukee. Hi, George.
Hi, yeah. I'd like to suggest people check out Doors Open Milwaukee, which is going to be September 21st and 22nd this year. This is the third year in a row that the nonprofit Historic Milwaukee has been putting it on. What it is 130 buildings that are usually not open to the public, some of which might be open to the public, say like theaters, but people get a chance to see the backstage areas, for instance, of theaters. There's going to be 15 churches open for people to take tours through. Many of these tours are led by docents. There's places like the top of the U.S. Bank building, the tallest building in the state, lots of things for kids, like going into bridge houses on the Milwaukee River, planetarium shows. There's people can visit factories and ships and all sorts of things going on, and it's a free program. A lot of it centers in downtown Milwaukee, and kind of the hub for it is City Hall in downtown Milwaukee, and there's going to be a printed guide that will come out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the Sunday before, and if anybody's interested, they can go to doorsopenmilwaukee.org and check out the whole deal.
Sounds like a great event.
Wait, what was the date on that again?
September 21st and 22nd.
Oh, that ought to be great. When I was in Milwaukee, oh, this was like last winter, I think it was, we stopped, my wife and I stopped at the Mitchell Leather Factory, and we heard about it there because the gentleman who owns that place told us, oh, yeah, well, we're one of the places that is doors open. He gave us a kind of a backdoor tour of his factory, and that would be just fantastic to do that trip.
Thank you so much, George, for sharing that. I wanted to ask you something, though. I hear that you can hear a lot of Harleys in Milwaukee these days.
Depends where you are. We're in an area of town where there's not quite as much activity, but yeah, you certainly can.
Yeah, thanks very much. And we will put Doors Open Milwaukee on the list. That sounds great. I saw a Facebook friend who lives in Milwaukee said that it was just amazing where she lived. She could just, it was almost like like a thunderstorm,
kind of a constant hum, I think,
constant hum,
isn't it?
Yeah, constant hum and rumble of, yeah. There's going to be 100,000 people in
wow.
Milwaukee through the weekend for this anniversary bash for Harley Davidson.
And that must mean about 50,000 motorcycles, or is it 100,000 motorcycles?
Sure.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the Harley Davidson thing.
Well, it's the 110th anniversary of Harley Davidson, probably one of the most recognizable brands in the world, I would say. Fantastic motorcycles. They've been making them for years. And, of course, Wisconsin is the home, the place where Harley originally hatched. But they have all kinds of things going on over there. Lots of music. Kid Rock, I think, is coming into town, along with some other folks. Down at Henry Meyer Festival Park is kind of the headquarters. But like you say, it's everywhere.
Right, and you don't have to ride a Harley to attend the anniversary bash. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and this is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. What do you recommend in your neck of the woods? Or maybe you travel somewhere yourself for an event or an activity on the Labor Day weekend or in the month of September. Let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Once a month, our Tell Joy Where to Go contributor, travel writer Gary Knowles joins us with a list of activities and events going on around Wisconsin. And we share them with you, and we ask you to share your recommendations with us. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can find Gary's list linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we also have it on our website at wpr.org. Lots of callers. Pam in Oshkosh is with us. Hello, Pam.
Oh, hi. I wanted to talk about the Whooping Crane Festival out in Berlin in September.
In September, okay.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had an exact date. I think it's the second weekend after Labor Day. But I heard you on the radio, and I didn't have my internet handy. I was driving, so I'm not 100% sure. But it's put on by Operation Migration, and people can get more information about it on operationmigration.org.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, they're the group that actually trains whooping cranes to migrate from Wisconsin to Florida with ultralight aircraft. You've probably covered them yourself. And they have a whooping crane festival every year. I think it used to be up near Nisida, but they've moved it down here because they've moved the whooping crane site to White River Marsh instead of Nisida due to the black fly problem up at Nisida.
Right.
So now they're really close to White River Marsh in Berlin, and people can get information from their website, but basically they have, you know, a bunch of speakers, which are, you know, people really involved with the whooping crane program.
It sounds really interesting, Pam. I guess we have done some programs on Operation Migration and the efforts to save the whooping crane and to teach them how to fly to Florida, I believe, is where they
they teach them how to migrate.
Migrate, yeah. And so, we'll look for that. You don't know the exact dates, but we can look that up. Do you have that on your list by any chance?
You know, I don't. I know in the past I've had it, and for some reason it wasn't on all the compilations that I was looking at. I have not heard from them.
Well, I would also think that besides the Whooping Crane Festival in Berlin, Wisconsin, that there are a lot of bird watching type things you can do in September because of the fall migration.
Yeah, it's a good time to get out and take a look. And, you know, and if you're going over to the Great River Road, Joy, that's a primary migration route over there. So you'll see lots of birds in that area.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pam. Diane in Madison is with us. Hello, Diane.
Hi. I just want to tell you about a trip my friends and I took about a couple years back. We drove from Madison to Dickeyville, which is below Madison, and we stopped at a really, really nice restaurant, mom-and-pop type, called St. Valentine's. And then we drove over to the Mississippi and drove up the Mississippi and stopped and took snapshots, and the colors of the trees and the cliffs and everything around was absolutely spectacular. We drove all the way up as far as La Crosse and then over back again to Madison. And it was an all-day trip, and I was just awestruck by the colors.
It's really quite a nice drive down there, isn't it?
I can't wait, Diane. Thank you very much for seconding that recommendation.
And if you get to Dickeyville, don't miss the Grotto. I mean, it's one of the roadside attractions in Wisconsin that you have got to see. It was built by a priest down there, and it's essentially broken crockery, glass, stones, and quite a place.
I remember, Gary, that you took a photo of the WPR magnet at the Grotto one time for us, and we had that contest going on, you know, where in Wisconsin
That's
is the
right.
WPR magnet, which we don't do anymore, but every once in a while I'll still take a photo of the magnet. In fact, I did that at another roadside attraction on my trip in August. I took it in Mercer. Guess what? Where I was in Mercer with the magnet. You will know.
I can guess where. Do you want me to guess where
it was?
Yeah,
you go ahead.
You probably had a big bird in it, I bet.
Yeah, it was the giant loon.
The loon, yeah.
Loon in Mercer.
Claire de Lune. That's the Claire de Lune up there.
Is that right? I didn't know its name. Let's go to Dan in Drummond now. Hi, Dan.
Hello. Well, there's two fairs that are going on. One, of course, is the main one, which is the Ashland County Fair. It started yesterday, and it will go through Labor Day on Monday. But the one that I always used to enjoy going to was down in the little town of Glidden, Wisconsin, and it was their community fair. It was one of the finest community fairs that I've ever gone to, and it's got to be getting close to being almost 100 years old.
Wonderful,
wow.
Dan.
Now, do they have any? They have any black bears there, Dan?
They only have that real big stuffed one that they were famous for.
Well, Glidden, but, yeah, Glidden is the black bear capital of Wisconsin.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
So do they have a roadside attraction there too, huh?
Well, where's the big stuffed one? I think I've seen it. I know they moved it around, don't they?
I don't remember right off where it is, but what I wanted to talk about was one of the attractions in Glidden, which is Marion Park, where they hold their community fair. They have one of the only freestanding roller skating rinks that was built during the back in the 30s and that.
Well, that sounds unique.
Neat.
Thank
Neat
you
stuff,
so
yeah.
much, Dan. That sounds great. Another stop I made was in the rough grouse capital of Wisconsin.
Park Falls.
That's it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know all these things.
Well,
right?
You know, Wisconsin is the capital of capitals, you know, really. We have the morel mushroom capital down there in Muscadet and, you know, a lot of other good ones, too.
Yeah, I met up with and had lunch with Weekend Review guest John Smart, who lives in Park Falls. So
okay.
we had a nice time. And we went to Flambeau Days. There was some kind of fair going on. Susie is with us now in Green Bay. Hi, Susie.
Hello. I'll make this quick. I just happened to wake up and heard La Crosse, Granddad's Bluff. I'm almost 52 now. I'll make this as fast as I can. Almost 52 now. And when I was 18, I went to school in La Crosse, 18 and 19.
Really?
And we used to, yeah. And we, girls and guys, used to go up on Granddad's Bluff. And, you know, just when you're children, you're that young, 18 years old.
Is this going to be for family listening, Susie?
Oh, silly. And then I also, no, and you could see, you know, like you said, you could see the three states. And then also, and then I remembered we also then we took on, you know, the Mississippi, because Mississippi's right there. And we would take a canoe and go down the, and I, you know, being from Green Bay, it just was different because it's different in Green Bay than it's
sound,
it
sounds. Susie, I'm glad you shared some memories from Granddad's Bluff. I love that place. It's beautiful. We'll talk about more things to do in Wisconsin in September after this news. This is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, August 30th. We will get to more of your recommendations of things to do and places to see in Wisconsin this weekend, this Labor Day weekend, and the month of September. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Hooking and landing a fish is just part of the fly fishing experience. The avid fly fisherman also crafts his own flies. Writer and fisherman Kevin Searock tells us what happens to many of those flies.
The golden sun of a late August afternoon slants through the tall hardwoods and pines on the west side of our property as I pull my fly vest out of the truck. The long meadow stretches of the Big Green River are on my mind for tomorrow. One by one, the fly boxes come out, are examined, and then put away again once I've made mental notes about what patterns and sizes I'll need for this trip. August is cricket time in Wisconsin, and September is grasshopper time. I'm happy to see plenty of these big terrestrial dry flies lined up in rows and ready to be knotted to the end of a stout leader. The lid of my main dry fly box closes with a satisfying snap. But when I look over my nymph box, I find that the ranks of flies have thinned quite a bit since the beginning of the season. Some patterns are represented by just a couple of well-chewed, scruffy characters. I'll have some work to do this evening, tying trout flies. If the fate of most flies was to be cut to ribbons by trout teeth, none of us would complain. But the hard truth is that most flies used on Wisconsin's trout streams end up in trees, fly-eating trees. The demise of many small dairy farms and their herds of tree-eating heifers has led to good times for fly-eating trees and shrubs along Wisconsin's trout streams. Trees may be the biggest offenders, but there are many other ways to lose flies. The first fly box I lost was a Parian aluminum box stuffed with dozens of flies. My granddad gave them to me once he realized that my passion for trout fishing wasn't going to fade away. It bounced out of a bicycle pannier that I'd forgotten to zip shut during a long summer ride to an Illinois pond. I searched the shoulder of that road in the hot sun for several days trying to recover it, but to no avail. There is great satisfaction in crafting a well-tied fly that is nearly perfect in color and proportion, but such quality is more impressive to other fly tiers than it is to fish. Anglers who are just starting out in fly tying should never throw a fly away just because it doesn't look right. The honest truth is that a fish that isn't aware of the angler's presence will usually take the first fly that it sees. In Wisconsin, many of us specialize in throwaway flies that only take a couple of minutes to tie. One of my favorites is a small Sawyer pheasant tail nymph. To craft this pattern, I need just 8 barbs from the tail feather of one of last year's roosters and an 8-inch hank of bright orange wire. Frank Sawyer was perhaps the finest nymph fisherman in England back in the day. In fact, most of the time, Sawyer worked trout magic with just 2 flies, the aforesaid pheasant tail nymph and a killer bug, one of the deadliest flies ever devised. But I'll bet you a fistful of the queen shillings that the River Avon was rife with fly-eating trees.
commentator Kevin Searock teaches high school science in Portage and is the author of Trout Smith and Angler's Tales and Travels. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's now 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, August 30th. And this is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Once a month, travel writer Gary Knoll stops by with a list of cultural and recreational events happening all over Wisconsin. We have posted that list on our website and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we ask you to contribute with your recommendations. What are you going to do on this Labor Day weekend that, for many of us, is the last weekend of summer? What are you looking forward to doing in the month of September? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Buzz on Facebook suggests going to Smoking in the Bogs Barbecue Festival at Jellystone Park in Warrens this weekend, and next weekend, the Puckaway Pig Fest Barbecue Competition. All right.
Yeah.
Lots of barbecue competitions going on, apparently. And there are a lot of interesting food festivals taking place, Gary.
Well, there are. And there's two brand new ones that we need to mention for sure. The 31st in Rhinelander, they finally have got a potato fest. And they're having a big spud fest.
Potato fest.
Yeah, in Rhinelander. If you know Rhinelander, they grow incredible potatoes up there. And, that's one of the good things that
they do. I didn't know that. I knew the Central Sands area, Stevens Point area, was big for that, but
yep.
Rhinelander too.
So Rhinelander too.
What can we eat at a potato fest?
Well, my guess is you're going to get some French fries. You might get a baked potato. If you can make it with potatoes, they've got a potato cooking contest going on too, I believe. So that'll be kind of fun. And then the other festival that really was lacking its own weekend, and they finally got one for it now, is the Bacon Fest. And that's going to be the 8th of September, and that's going to be up in River Falls. And it's about time they do that. They say they're going to have everything bacon there, bacon eating, bacon marketplace, and they're even going to have bacon ice cream, they claim. So, we have all these festivals, but how could we have missed bacon?
I know. That's two food groups that deserve their own festival.
Well, that's right.
As an aside, Gary, I don't eat bacon. I don't eat meat.
Uh-huh.
But I have had bacon ice cream, and it was by mistake. Did I tell you that?
Oh, no.
We had someone from, I believe it was Babcock Ice Cream here on the UW-Madison campus came over, and Larry Mueller did a show on Babcock Ice Cream, and they had some samples, and there was just all these different types, and for all the different types of ice cream, I picked the bacon ice cream.
Oh, no.
But it was, it was caramel and salty and vanilla, so I can see how that would be good.
I should probably ask, did you know it was bacon when you ate it then?
As soon as I ate it, I tasted that salty taste.
Uh-huh.
I thought, what is, and I, it did occur to me that it was probably bacon. Yeah. Anyway, it was, even a vegetarian says it was good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's lots of callers, and we can get to more of the festivals on your list, but let's go to Danny in Peshtigo first. Hi, Danny.
Hello. This September 7th, in Peshtigo, they're going to have the Peshtigo Historical Days commemorating the fire that would happen there way back.
Yeah, the Great Peshtigo Fire, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the date of the fire by any chance?
I'm not sure the date, but they're supposed to have a speaker there telling all the history of the fire and everything, a bunch of food booths set up, and craft shows and stuff like that going on in the band.
Yeah, that Peshtigo Fire Museum is really quite nice. Nice, I guess, is not the right word, but it's
solemn and historical and educational.
It certainly is. Yeah, it's really quite a museum.
That is something that I do want to check out, Danny. But you say September 7th is the Historical Days festival or whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds good. Thanks very much. Jack in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Jack.
I just wanted to mention to all the motorcycle travelers that this is the last weekend that the 103-acre Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe is open till 7 p.m. Starting next weekend, things close at 4 o'clock because of the fall hours. So if you were planning on going this weekend, you got plenty of time to get here. next weekend, for example, you'd have to get up quite a bit earlier to make it, to enjoy everything that's over there. So if you're coming out to La Crosse, to Grandad Bluff, and all the good things to see out here, this is on the far, far south side of La Crosse. It'll take you probably a good 20 minutes to get from the interstate down to the south side.
You know, I happened to drive by that when we had our tour out there a couple weekends ago, and that was, it's such fantastic country out there. It's so beautiful. Take your camera, Joy, when you get over there.
I will, for sure. And I did take one trip earlier this summer to Grandad's Bluff, so I did see that overlook, and it was beautiful in the spring as well, but I'll go again.
You know,
colors are out.
Another thing to do if you get to La Crosse, don't miss Rudy's Drive-In. It's right at the corner of 10th and La Crosse, and right downtown there, but it's got a history that goes back to the 50s, and it's your real authentic local drive-in. You can get a good malt there, and they have roller skating waitresses.
It's so funny, Gary, that I've been, you may have mentioned that once before. No, a listener did. And when I went to see Grandad's Bluff, I stopped there and I got a walnut burger from the Trempolo Hotel, provided it to Rudy's.
Yep, they do. Yeah. That's right. They have the walnut burgers.
It was great. Shelley in Oak County is with us. Hi, Shelley.
Yes. Hi there, Joy. I just wanted to call in and kind of tie a few things together that you've been talking about this hour with the motorcycles and the Great River Road and the colors. Getting off of the Great River Road and following some of those bluffs up on the lettered highways is always really fun on the motorcycle. And then also...
Oh, Shelley, I'm so sorry. Here, we lost your cell connection. She was going to talk about just the wonderful Wisconsin rustic roads. So.
No, she's right. And, you know, one of the neat things to do as you're driving the Great River Road, as she mentioned, take the lettered highways that go east and west off of it up to Viroqua and Rising Sun and Seneca and places like that.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much, Shelley, for calling. And by the way, Robin Cherry, Jennifer Dargan, who are my producer directors today, tell me that the Peshtigo Fire, the actual anniversary of the fire, October 8th.
I thought it was October.
You mentioned that you thought it was October. So it occurred on October 8th, 1871.
On the same day as the Chicago Fire.
That's right. And Chicago Fire, of course, got all the headlines and nobody knew about it. It was much worse in Peshtigo.
Media Center will do that for
you. Yeah, yeah. But apparently Peshtigo Historical Days is September 7th. Yeah. So they're just commemorating it with those days. We will take more of your calls, more of your recommendations of things that you think people should check out in Wisconsin this weekend or for the entire month of September, for that matter. Once a month, we talk about the many fun things to do in Wisconsin, be them cultural, educational, recreational. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slades Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, looking for your recommendations of things to do this Labor Day weekend or things to do throughout the month of September. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You are, of course, spreading the word to everyone listening, of course, about a fun event that might be happening in your community. But I do pick from the list, and I visit a region of the state or pick an activity that I haven't done before and take a trip. And I will report back the next time we have a Tell Joy Where to Go segment, which will be sometime the end of this month or very early October. Gary will be back for that. So what else, Gary? Wait, lots of other food festivals apparently going on?
Well, there's a lot of other food things. The one thing I was going to mention, if you're going to go to the Great River Road, Joy, you might want to wait till the 21st of September and then go down to Stonefield, which is a state historic site that is actually built on the property of our very first governor's, Nelson Dewey's, farmstead down in Cassville. And when Dewey came to Wisconsin, he kind of speculated on some land and bought some down in the Cassville area. And at that time, Wisconsin territory was much bigger. And he kind of figured that the capital might wind up down in Cassville. So he built a home down there. But there's now Stonefield Village, which is a farm museum down there, and they have horse-drawn days on the 21st, and you can go tour his original house, which is down there, as well as see all kinds of horse-drawn rides, and you can get a ride on a horse-drawn carriage, too. So,
well, speaking of that, and we'll continue with some of the others on your list, Gary, but Nancy in Greene County has a similar event. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I am calling about the Villa Louis Carriage Classic.
Yep.
September 6th, 7th, and 8th. On the side of the Villa Louis Historic Site in Prairie du Chien. This is a very fun horse driving, no motorcycles, horse driving event where there are all kinds of classes that are judged. Some are judged on appearance, some are judged on performance. But it's an opportunity to see the Villa Louis Historic Site. It's Prairie du Chien is on the Mississippi, so you can get a little bit of the river road, and to see a lot of different kinds of horses and fun carriages that are driven.
Thank you, Nancy.
That is a spectacular place. And one of the things that I think they have with the Carriage Fest, if I'm not mistaken, is a carriage dog session. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep, they do. This is where, you know, people have trained their dogs to ride on their carts and carriages. They also have a picnic class where people dress in period costume and put together as though they were in the 19th century going out on a Sunday for a picnic, which is fun as well. But there are also performance classes where people do obstacle courses and, you know, drive through cones that are tightly placed. So there's just a little bit for everything, a little bit for anyone who's interested in equestrian activities.
Thank you so much, Nancy. That sounds great.
Hercules Dousman was Wisconsin's first millionaire. He was made his money in the fur trade.
I did not know that. All right, let's go next to Joe in Holman. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What are you planning on doing?
I just want to bring up there's the flood run. The flood run is in September 21st. There's a spring and fall flood run. It goes along the Mississippi River again, like your river road. It happened, it started back when Armistice Day, when they had the huge floods back in, was it 64 or 65? And the people came from the cities in the northern parts of the state to help sandbag along the river to protect Fountain City and Alma and Maiden Rock and different villages along the river. But this became a flood run for motorcycle event.
Oh.
It kind of marked the start of the riding season in April, and it kind of gives you the end of the riding season in September. But like myself, I ride all year long, depending if the roads are clear. But it's a neat event to see along with the Great River Road.
Sounds
well,
good, Joe.
Some great roads up there, that's for sure.
All right, thank you so much. Well, lots of things going on September 21st. You just mentioned one, Gary, and Joe, too. I am going on September 21st to, and I'm pretty sure this is the date, there is an Apple Fest at the Oneida Indian Reservation near Green Bay, and they have apple orchards, and I was invited to do that, and I love apples, so I'm going there.
Well, that'll be fun to do.
I assume that the Apple Fests are starting in September in some of our other communities, too.
Yeah, the big one in Gaze Mills is the 27th to the 29th. Now, I know there's several others as well. But, yeah, that ought to be a good one that you're going to there.
And are you competing in the watermelon spinning contest?
Probably not. You have to have a range for that. And, but that, yeah, the watermelon festival is the
7th. Not the whole watermelon.
No, that's always a little more difficult. But the watermelon seed spitting championship is the 7th of September. And that's in Partyville, and it's free watermelon, all the free watermelon you can eat up there, so save your appetite.
Yeah, sounds good. Giotto in Madison is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. So I want to talk about the Egg Harbor Ale Fest. is up in Egg Harbor, up in Door County. And just a beautiful place to begin with, but the Ale Fest has, obviously, it's like in its second or third year running or something like that, I want to say. And, you know, it's growing pretty fast, and there's new breweries there and, you know, stuff that you don't always get everywhere. A new brewery there is going to be, it's called Mob Craft. It's a brand new brewery to Madison.
I'm sorry, Giotto. It's in Egg Harbor in Door County?
Yeah.
Oh, and this Mob Craft is a new microbrewery from there?
No, it's new from Madison.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like I said, you're going to get breweries from all over the state of Wisconsin because it's such a beautiful place, and you know, it's fairly new beer festival. But besides that, I mean, there's more beer festivals all around the state of Wisconsin, and even in surrounding states as well, if you wanted to go to those. But a couple of them to mention is Great Lakes Beer Festival. That's actually on the 14th. And then up into October, there's Dell's on Tap and Clivy's Grove and stuff like that. So.
Giotto, thank you so much. He knows his beer festivals.
I think he's been to a couple of those beer festivals.
I love it, though. That's a great Wisconsin thing to do, too. Well, before we really run out of time, Gary, was another event
I just would quickly say that, you know, if you got the beer fest, you've got the wine fest. That's in Cedarburg on the 21st and 22nd. And you don't want to miss the Running of the Llamas up in Hammond, Wisconsin.
Oh, I have to hear more about this.
And that's on the 14th of September. And
do the llamas run people down?
No, the llamas kind of just, they run them through downtown Hammond, which is not a real big place, but it's become a big event up there. And the other thing I was just going to mention, because we were up there, Road America has another vintage thing going on, another vintage race, the 6th to the 8th. And so, tons of things. Check out our list, because so many things we didn't get to today, but they're all there.
I'm going to, even though we have less than a minute, Arnett's been waiting in Dodgeville. Hi, Arnett.
Hi, Joy. I know you got your dog from the Iowa County Humane Society.
I did.
It is one of the few, if not the only, no-kill shelters in our area, and we are having our second annual Feast for the Beast, September 8th, 10 to 3. Games, food, all sorts of fun things to do. I know I don't have enough time to tell you all the fun things we're doing. But
that's all right. September 8th, Feast for the Beast at the Iowa County Humane Society. I might be there, Arnett.
Is that in Dodgeville?
Yeah, that's in Dodgeville, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Dodgeville, Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. And yes, we got Lady there more than 10 years ago. So yes, we adopted Lady from the Iowa County Humane Society. Well, thank you, Gary. This has been fun. Lots of things going on.
Thank you. We didn't get to the lighthouses, but you can check it out.
It's on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on WPR.org.
And the surfing.
Yeah, that's right. Look it up. Gary Knowles is our monthly contributor for these programs. He'll be back next month. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.